What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So please call on in. Help me get through this hour. And people are sending me a lot of stuff. I'm trying to process it through. Okay, this is about that indoctrination. It's a video. I'll have to look at it later here. Okay, so we just got done talking about Google being pressured to end censorship. I don't think it's going to happen. I think we're right into Aldous Huxley and George Orwell with all of this stuff. Over in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, as you're aware, they've got an outbreak of Ebola, and the death rate is starting to spike rather dramatically. And there are questions being raised. Was this an accidental outbreak? Apparently there is concern that it might be a depopulation device. And you know there are people who think having a lot of money gives them the right to talk about depopulation. And we do understand Malthusian theory holds that depopulation, or at least zero population growth, is a necessity to control a species, in this case human beings, that reproduces and consumes natural resources without limits. Now, this was a policy adopted early on by the communists, as far back as Marx and Lenin. And then you had Edward House, Woodrow Wilson, Kissinger, and Bill Gates, Al Gore, and so forth. And I understand there's a population problem. There always will be, because sex is much more fun than dying. But there are really only two ways to depopulate the planet. War is one answer, and disease is another. Now, the advantage of war is that you get to decide who dies. The disadvantage of war is that not much is left for those who are still alive, unless you're using neutron enhancement weapons. Disease is another, but diseases have been indiscriminate. They go after everybody. But there has been talk about ethnically sensitive pathogens going back for several years now that were developed where you could drop these germs onto a country and only people of a certain ethnicity would get sick and die. Whether that's really out there or deployable, we don't really know. But there have been questions about Ebola ever since it first emerged. Nobody has ever found a natural reservoir for it. They don't know where it comes. Now, it's a single-strand RNA filovirus. It mutates quite a bit because of the way RNA folds back on itself and loops it around. But this article appearing in Zero Hedge is raising the possibility, is this the start or at least an experiment in depopulation using Ebola in Africa? To which I would add, look at all the other Ebola outbreaks that took place in Africa. They were always in these very, very remote places, hard to get out of. So it was contained until it burned itself out. There was only one time when somebody got from an infected zone to a city, and that was this nurse, Mayinga, who got into Kinshasa. But by the time she reached the city, all of a sudden she was non-infectious. Now, this Ebola seems to have a lethality rate somewhere around 50-60%. So it's not the Mayinga strain, which was 98%. And they're all over the place with this thing. The Ebola Restin virus is absolutely harmless to humans, but it will wipe out monkeys. So is somebody implementing National Security Study 2000? We know a lot of very powerful people think that there are too many human beings on this planet, including the ones who put up the Georgia Guidestones. So anyway, now we were talking yesterday about these Irish church-run orphans, orphanages rather, homes for unwed mothers, and how badly the women and the children we're being treated by these supposed men and women of God. And Tuam is about to get a real boost in the public eye thanks to Liam Neeson. But it wasn't confined to Ireland by any stretch of the imagination. You had the resident school scandal up in Canada, and now there's a new scandal surfacing in the state of Vermont. And this one surrounds the St. Joseph's Orphanage in Burlington, Vermont. And it closed down in 1974, but some of the children who lived there from the 1930s through the 70s have come forward to just talk about horrific torture, sexual abuse. In one case, a witness, Sally Dale, claimed that she saw a nun throw a boy to his death from an upper window. So what the heck is going on with this stuff? I don't understand it. First of all, I don't understand how anybody can be cruel to a child. And second, I don't understand how people who purport to be the earthly manifestation of the ultimate moral authority of the universe can behave like this. There was an HBO documentary that came on out a while back. Maybe it's still searchable. And it was Max Mea Culpa, Silence in the House of the Lord. And it was about this home for deaf children where the children were being abused. And the children couldn't tell their parents what was going on because the parents didn't know sign language. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call from Fred in Arkansas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I would like to rant for a couple of minutes about the city of Chicago and how the city of Chicago got to where it is right now. Would that be okay?
Rant away. Rant away.
All right. I'm going to take you all the way back to the year 1960, and let me explain what Chicago was like in 1960. Up until about 60, black people stayed in their own neighborhoods. We had sort of like a de facto segregation policy where people just, you know, went where they were very welcome, and they just sort of stayed in their own locations. And in fact, when Daley was the mayor, he used to talk about black people. He would say the denizens of the south side of Chicago. So that's it was kind of blatant, but I mean, that was a general thinking. Now, at that time, the Chicago public school system was financed out of taxes from a business neighborhood downtown called the Loop. So in other words, if you owned a business in the Loop and it was all big box stores, their local taxes would go to keep the schools in operation in Chicago. And so at that time, up until about 60, the schools were very, very well financed. They were just gorgeous places. The teachers made wonderful salaries, and they all got good pensions. Now, beginning in the early 1960s, Hollywood started to make movies called blaxploitation films.
And yeah, I remember that.
It's any movie that stars Pam Grier. And I remember one of the films I saw her in, she picked up a bar stool made out of wood and smashed it against a white woman for no specific reason. She was just demonstrating black rage, and the bar stool fell apart, and the woman collapsed to the floor. So that was a typical blaxploitation movie, and they all starred Pam Grier. Now, what happened is when those movies started to make it to the movie theaters, for some strange reason, the people who owned the movie theaters in downtown Chicago started featuring those films. So what happened then is black people came out of their neighborhoods and they went to the downtown community to watch these horrible films where they would all get psyched up about being violent towards white people. And the crime rate in downtown Chicago just skyrocketed. And it got to the point where white people were afraid to go downtown to buy anything. So the state of Illinois, their remedy was they erected a huge office building at one end of the Loop, the downtown shopping area, and they figured, well, it'll fill up with people on salaries, and they'll go out and they'll buy from the big box stores, and it'll save the Loop tax base. Well, it didn't work. The black-on-white violence was so fantastically intense that all of the big box stores emptied out. And as a result of that, the Chicago public school system just recently, not recently, but I mean, they've been in collapse for quite some time. So I know as a general rule, it seems like you want to blame the banks whenever there's a big failure, but Chicago was crashed by black and white violence. And of course that petered out. It sort of like it drifted out to the rest of the state so that, all of the Illinois state employees basically have lost their pensions. And it has nothing to do with predatory banking. It's black and white violence. And right now in the Chicago public schools, there's a fantastic number of drug crimes, of shootings in high schools, just things that I went to a Chicago public high school and I used to shoot a .22 caliber rifle in the basement, you know, every other month or so. And that's just, there's no such thing as having a firearm in a Chicago public school anywhere. So it's not predatory banks. Chicago was wealthy up until 60, and the state was wealthy. That's why the state employees went away from Social Security, and they got into state retirement programs because Chicago was just, and the state, the rest of the state, was just flush with money. And it was all destroyed by black violence and these blaxploitation films. So please, you know what I'm, basically what I'm saying is you shouldn't blame all of the financial crashes on the banks, because very often this things like this happen because of the cities are just unlivable. Now, wait, I'm almost done, but I want to make one more comment. The question is, why did I call in today? And I'm going to tell you why. I just came across an article on my Yahoo News feed, and the author of the news article says, isn't it terrible that we have to that a funeral for a drug lord in Chicago who was shot up in a drug gang shoot up costs $5,000 or $6,000. So in other words, the left wing media is already saying that white taxpayers should now pay for the funerals of blacks who are killed in drug disputes. That's how crazy the left wing is. Now I'll tell you what my remedy is. If it was up to me, every time there's a drug shootout and blacks end up in the hospital, I think we should take a close look at their driver's licenses and we should deduct the hospital costs from their EBT cards, all their federal welfare programs. So that's what I would do. I would punish a high crime neighborhood by basically saying, okay, the hospital bills are going to be subtracted from your federal welfare benefits, and your benefits are going to go down until you stop committing all this crime. So that's my rant. What do you think? Should I just hang up, or you want to add something?
Well, no, stand the line here a little bit, because the one thing that I find fault with is that you narrow down on just trying to say it's all black violence in the blaxploitation movies when I think the issue is a lot more complex. And first of all, I haven't said it's just the banks and our private central banking that is responsible for the economic downturn, not just in Chicago, but across the entire country. There are a lot of overlapping factors. And I think what may have happened, if you remember back in the 1960s, where the FBI was deliberately trying to foment racial tension to basically keep the people divided during the protests over Vietnam, I'm seeing that these blaxploitation films came out at about the same time the economy was starting to decline from other reasons outside, including the war budget, and that maybe these blaxploitation films were put on out there to fan up racial tension, the way we have seen racial tension being fanned up in the streets of America just in the last couple of years. It's a great way to keep people under control, keep them hating each other. So knowing Hollywood's close relationship with the federal government, I don't think it's just a coincidence that that was happening, and I don't think it was just a coincidence that they were bringing those movies into the loop, which does seem to be a catalyst for having brought these two disparate groups together and triggering more and more of the violence. But you're absolutely right. Your chain of logic from that point forward is that, yeah, when you start getting a neighborhood going into decline, it's going to go all the way into decline. People who are making money, people who've got the means, they're going to leave. They're going to go someplace else. And we're seeing that a lot all across the United States, where there's a lot of what's so-called white flight. out of the major cities and into the nation's rural areas. So I agree with most of what you said, except that I think there were probably some other factors involved as well.
Okay, well, let me add two more facts about black males. One is that a black male who marries a white woman is about 12 times more likely to murder his wife than a white guy married to a white woman. And the other issue is that black males are about 10 times more likely to have AIDS than white males, and they're about half the AIDS population. Now, let me tell you what AIDS is costing me.
Fred, this seems like a gratuitous smear and bash going on here, and these statistics have got nothing to do with the economy. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go here because you're going off on a tangent here. And I've read the statistics, we all have, but again, it's not always that simple. There's a lot of overlapping factors. Society is a very, very complicated machine. Okay, so the phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. Yesterday, we reported on a story where there were rumors that Pope Francis might actually resign. And apparently, there were stories that there was a coup in the Vatican to dethrone him because of a lot of the church hierarchy not agreeing with a lot of his more liberal policies. But apparently there is a confirming story. This is over at Leo Zagami, saying that the Pope is preparing to move back to Argentina amongst all these controversies. And apparently there's a lot of legal prep that has to be done because he didn't leave Argentina in the best of conditions. And so he's got political enemies back there, and he's obviously going to want to have some safety guarantees. But it means we may go through that whole festival of picking a new pope yet again. But I don't think that's going to help. I mean, when you have two popes resign like that, Pope Benny the Rat followed by Pope Francis, it tells you something is seriously broken in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. And again, this report out of Pennsylvania, the reports coming out of these homes for unwed mothers, there is something really wrong. And underneath all those white robes, there seem to be some very, very black hearts. Okay. Today, Missouri became the first state in the country to have an actual law on the books that prohibits food makers from using the word meat on anything other than animal flesh. And apparently this law is in response to manufacturers of what has been dubbed fake or non-traditional meat. There's a colorful little euphemism for you. Clean meat, also known as lab-grown meat, is made of cultured animal tissue cells, while plant-based meat is generally from ingredients such as soy, tempeh, and seitan, which is not meat at all. And yet there are a lot of products out there saying this is meat, and it isn't. So this new law forbids misrepresenting a product as meat that is not derived from harvested production, livestock, or poultry. Violators can be fined $1,000 and imprisoned for a year. Not really enough teeth in there. And I'm not sure what the attraction of the lab-grown meat is anyway, because having been a farm kid myself, it strikes me that raising cows and chickens and sheep and goat is a lot easier, a lot less labor intensive, a lot less expensive than trying to generate one in a laboratory. And given the horrendous mistakes that have been made in so many other areas of our synthetic biology industry, if you will, I don't think I would ever care to actually eat any of that. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials here. Please join me on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I'm looking at the Fox News feed, and I agree Fox is no better than some of the others, but it's just force of habit. And they're talking about how there's this big debate going on up at the UN over the sanctions placed on Iran by the United States, which, by the United States' own admission, are designed to simply crush the country, shut down all of its oil exports, just wreck the place. And Iran is saying that this is just the U.S. returning to neocolonialism. And the U.S. has fallen back on that old standby, well, we have to sanction Iran because they're supporting terrorists around the world. Which, talk about the pot calling the kettle black here. You know, after all the support for ISIS and Al-Qaeda that we now know the United States was covertly doing. So I'm looking at this feed, and it's just all war, North Korea tensions, Iran, Syria. Yeah, I feel like something big is on the horizon, possibly could even get kicked off over the holiday weekend, when Americans are distracted. Okay, we got a caller waiting on the line here. It's Debbie in Olympia. Aloha, Debbie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I've enjoyed your website for years. I don't get radio here, so anyway, I saw an article. I thought, oh, this is kind of right up your alley, maybe. It's about China withholding samples of viruses for the H7N9 avian flu. And
yes,
China used to provide samples to the CDC, and they haven't done so for about a year. And I just thought, well, you might have an interesting take on that.
Well, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of hostility building between China and the United States. There's the issue of Taiwan. There's the economic war that's going on. There's the issue with the South China Seas. And I would expect that China just doesn't particularly feel like cooperating with anything in the United States anymore. And it may just be as simple as that. I mean, these viruses are mutating on a fairly rapid basis anyway. But the last I heard, this latest avian flu outbreak once again did not turn out to be as bad as everybody claimed it was going to be. We were seeing it all over the corporate media. Oh, the flu is coming. Get your shot. The flu is coming. Get your shot. And but, yeah, unfortunately, China has a lot of technology that the United States really could use right now. And it's counterproductive to go on annoying them and just making them angry.
Yeah, I agree. It's like we're going out of our way not to build trust. So
yeah, that's anyway. Very well put. That's exactly the way the U.S. is going. They're going the way of the bully. You know, do what we tell you or bad things will happen to you. And yeah, that's what they're trying to demonstrate again with Iran.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, the Middle East, just terrible. And am I correct that China is investing pretty heavily in helping to develop infrastructure in Africa? And, like,
yes,
we're doing a lot to develop war in Africa? That's just kind of my take on this.
You know, you've got a good perception of it. I mean, Russia and China are making deals. They're making things. They're building. And the U.S. is just going around knocking everything down. It's almost like Donald Trump's plan to make America great again is to simply, you know, smash all the other countries on Earth so they're less great. And it's a dumb way to do it. But if you really think about it, the United States doesn't really have a lot left to work with to make itself great again. We've allowed our manufacturing to decline over the last 30 years. We've destroyed our agricultural exports with this GMO experiment. The dollar hegemonic domination is coming to an end. We are an empire in decline. There's no two ways about it. And my fear is that this empire, somebody's going to say, we refuse to surrender. We'll just go out with a bang, and they'll start flinging missiles all over the place.
Yeah, it's really messed up. I worry for my children's future, and they're adults. You know, it's sad. But I appreciate the information you put out there. There aren't a lot of places where you get this variety of information. So anyway, happy birthday for tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much here. And yeah, I worry for the future of the world and the world's children as well. And it has been very frustrating and painful over the last 24 years to just see the world deteriorate, to see all these wars at the hands of the United States, and to see the United States itself just seem to be going crazy, where the American people have stopped worrying about the economy and these wars that we're being driven into because they're too busy trying to figure out which restroom they're supposed to use.
Too true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much. We're going to let you go.
Okay.
And we're coming up here on yet another commercial break. We have another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Let's go to the phones to Frank in London. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. It's a long time I haven't spoken on your show. Well, my topic is how local government, boroughs in London, how they're trying to politicize the staff. Now, you're supposed to be sort of politically neutral, though yes, certain parties would have won seats to run a borough, but that's not the point. They set up a terrorist crime prevention, I couldn't even call it training, it was more like a lecture. Anyway, it was compulsory for us as a council staff to attend these lectures. Anyway, went there was a guy, Asian Muslim guy, he was lecturing to us about terrorists, what to look out for, etc., etc. Then I realized something. He's talking about anti-Semitism is on the rise in London. Now, I'm a Londoner, and I can tell you nowadays there is no such thing. It's a myth. And he said he supposedly saw an incident with 2 13-year-old boys run after a rabbi and threw hit his hat off his head and then continue running. Now, how could you equate that with anti-Semitism? Two young boys, you know, just being silly, this saw a man wearing a silly hat. We did things like that when we were kids, right? That
yes.
was one. So he was telling us about the difference with Al-Qaeda and who's smarter between Al-Qaeda and ISIS or something like that. So I'm listening tentatively. So I threw in a question, and I know this guy does not believe in his own BS that he's teaching. He's getting a nice wage for propagandizing stuff, but that's all it is. I asked him, just at the end of the lecture, stroke, training, whatever you want to call it, is Hezbollah a terrorist group? And he said, yes, they are. Now, the reason why he paused a lot, because he wanted to make sure he said the politically correct things, because he had an agenda. He was given an agenda subtly.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what you get happening in local government across London. This is the kind of nonsense you get in now. They're trying to politicize you. I thought I came just to have a lecture on crime prevention. Then you had all this. There was a lot more to it, but that was just a couple of examples that I managed, because most of us, when that lecture or training finished, we couldn't remember 95% of what they told us to look out for. So this is what's going. This is what money, a lot of money being spent on, these useless courses or whatever you want to call it. That's how our money, and that's where our taxpayers' money is going. That's what's happening.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're at the stage right now of this hysterical propaganda where anybody that is opposed to us is simply, they're a terrorist, whether it's Iran or Hezbollah or the Palestinians. They're painting this with a broad brush. You know, they're all terrorists. They all have to be destroyed, blah, 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 blah. And you're right. It is a huge amount of money. But the real goal there is to keep selling you this idea that we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. And it's really not that simple. Because unfortunately, in the current situation, it is the aggressive West that are the bad guys. And I laugh at this U.S. getting up there and screaming that Iran is supporting terrorism, when we know that the U.S. has been supporting terrorists in all kinds of countries as part of this regime change program.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for your take on that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Don in Iowa. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, you're talking about the Catholic Church. Yeah, it looks like they're going straight down the drain. They don't know how to deal with it, but I wanted to recommend a couple of movies in case people haven't seen it yet. One was Spotlight with Michael Keaton. It was a good one. It was about
yes.
the...
Yeah, I've mentioned that many times on the air, and it's an excellent, excellent movie.
And the other one is The Keepers, which is a documentary series. And this was even more incredible. It was about Baltimore, Maryland. There was a priest there. And remember, Maryland was originally the Catholic colony when it first started. And the Catholic Church
yes.
has always been very powerful. They're very much entrenched in Baltimore, especially back when this happened, like in the... I guess it was in the 70s when she, in the late 60s when she got. Anyway, what happened, the story is incredible to even think about what happened. This guy, superintendent of the, he was a priest, he's the superintendent of the girls' high school. And he would just rape all these girls. He'd call them on the loudspeaker, send so and so, Mary Doe, down to the, down to my office. And that's the way he'd rape them. It was unbelievable. And there's more than one, and I don't think they'd be making all this up. I mean, you know, why would they do that? This is what this guy did.
Well, we do have to be careful that we don't get into a witch hunt hysteria, because it can get out of control. And, you know, I keep thinking back to the 1990s feminism, where women were so desperate for the media attention at being a rape victim, rape became the second most falsely reported crime in the entire country. So we have to understand that Me Too runs both ways, because, you know, women may want attention. They may see themselves as having their moment on TV. So we have to be careful. But unfortunately, for the church, a lot of this stuff is documented, especially over at Tuam, where there are the remains of 800 children in that mass grave. That wasn't made up by anybody. That's not a special effect from a Hollywood studio. That's not somebody's little, you know, rubber joke. That really did happen. And we know the same thing at the residential schools in Canada. So we do have to evaluate very carefully. But yeah, there's been a problem, and it's been a problem all the way along. And what has really changed is not that this is a sudden issue for the Catholic Church. They've been doing it all along. It's just that now in the age of the internet and the independent media, such secrets cannot be kept from the public any longer, which is why they want to find a way to shut down the independent media.
Yeah, they don't know how to deal with it because they're just old-fashioned. They've done things the same way by just burying it under a load of BS forever, and that doesn't work anymore. But going back to the keepers, it was, eventually a nun got murdered, a nun that was apparently going to blow the whistle on all these rapes and stuff. She was murdered, and that murder was never solved. And but it, I recommend that movie. It's a mystery. You don't have to. You might not believe the people who are saying they got raped. It's a real-life documentary where they're talking to all these people that are still alive, and I think it's a great series. I'll let you go, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, and I'm not saying not to believe them. I'm just saying be very, very careful, because you can get this witch hunt hysteria overblown. There is something there. There has been something going on, and it's been going on for a very long time, and the Catholic Church, and by the way, it's not confined just to the Catholics. Other churches have these similar problems, but it just sort of became part of the background of what it was to be in the clergy, and they got used to it for century after century. But now it's out there, and they're going to have to adjust and adapt to the new reality, because it's not appropriate behavior. Okay, now, you probably remember a guy by the name of... hang on just a second. I have to reset something. There we are. You probably remember a guy named Cody Wilson. Now, he became famous for designing a 3D printable gun. The first one was called the Liberator. It was named after the little rapidly produced, inexpensively guns dropped behind enemy lines into the French resistance during World War II. And it was very popular, and he was downloading the DEFCAD files, and anybody could take these DEFCAD files and 3D print a working firearm. And other additional firearms were then made available. And there was a big stink going on. Technically, they're not guns. It's just data protected, in theory, by the First Amendment. And he was just giving them away through Defense Distributed. And he legally committed these prints to public domain through a license from the U.S. Department of State. But now he's been ordered to shut down the DEFCAD file repository by a federal judge in the Western District of Washington. So now Defense Distributed is selling their files online, because the judge's ruling in Washington was they can't give them away. Well, we're not giving them away anymore. We're selling them. So this won't last forever. They'll come back and take that down. But, you know, in the age of the internet, they're out there already. Even if Cody Williams is not allowed to distribute them anymore, they're out there. They're on the dark web. People have got copies of these things all over. There's no taking it back. All right, getting on back to the international news. The Russian envoy to the United Nations is accusing the U.S. of basically choosing a neo-colonial course in Syria to basically get control of its resources. And yeah, that's what it's doing. In fact, if you remember that story we talked about in the first hour about a purported deal for the U.S. to leave Syria, included in that deal was a guarantee that American companies would get a big chunk of Syria's oil. And that's always been a major driver in all of these wars. It's not the major driver, but it's one of the major ones here. And this Russian envoy, Nebenzia, is saying it's true. This is neocolonialism, or I like to call it covert colonialism. In the original colonial period, countries would invade other countries and take them over and hoist their national flag. And that would say, this is now part of the British Empire, and this is now part of whatever. In this covert colonialism, the same exact thing is going on, except the flag of the United States does not get flown over the conquered territory because it upsets the locals. But the U.S. is going on out there, and they're trying to capture all these resources, primarily to shackle them to the U.S. dollar and keep this dollar hegemonic domination going. And that's what a big part of these wars are about, conquering all these nations and saying, you will sell and buy things using the U.S. dollar. Alrighty, let's see. I'm just looking at a little data coming in on the computer. All right, well, we'll just let that come up by itself. All right, so we talked about Cody Wilson, and we talked about apparently this Tom Fitton is making a big stink over this John McCain IRS scandal. Because apparently IRS documents revealed that it was John McCain, or one of his staffers, who urged Lois Lerner and the Obama IRS to audit conservative groups so that they are financially ruined. Nice people here. All right, let's take another phone call. Richard in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
I'm just mainly calling in to figure out how to call in. I apologize for that. And I guess I was successful ultimately.
Yes.
But I'll call in again when I have something intelligent to say. But I'm an old retired neuropsychologist, and I've been listening to your show now for a while, and I really want to thank you for it because I listen to it religiously every day that I can, and you're really very great.
Well, thank you.
There are things you say that I might disagree with, you know, here and there, but basically you're right on target, and so I want to thank you for what you're doing, and I did make a donation of $100 about 4 months ago, and I'll try to do the same as I can go along. I'm a Social Security person. I'm an old man.
Okay, well, I appreciate all the help here, but please don't cut yourself short. And I never expect anybody to agree with me totally on everything. In fact, if anybody did agree with me completely on everything, I'd advise them to seek help. All I really want is to put the information out there and encourage people to become their own best analysts and figure things out for themselves. Lost skill.
I agree. I started out on this little journey back in 1968 and then 1970 when I was at Kent State, and I was out there when the students were shot by the National Guard. And I've been following everything ever since, really. All of the terrible things that have been done and things that we do. This nation that we live in. And so when I have something intelligent to say, I'll call back. But I'm so glad to be able to connect with you. Now I know how to do it. So thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for the donation and the support here. All right. We're coming up here on our last final commercial break. And again, a reminder, Claire and I are taking the rest of the week off for a much, much needed rest. And we'll be back here Monday on Labor Day. RBN will be broadcasting live. And we don't know what's going to happen over the weekend. It's awkward timing. But with all this talk about chemical weapons being delivered to the militants in Idlib, with the white helmets already being there, there are just way too many people saying, we're expecting another false flag chemical attack. And you've got John Bolton and Macron are already out there saying, we're ready to go with the airplanes. We're going to just bomb the crud out of Syria if they dare use chemical weapons on their people. And again, why would Assad do something like that? Obviously, the United States has a motive. to use chemical weapons on Syrian civilians to justify an attack. Assad has no reason. He's all but won the war. And he knows using chemical weapons would bring in the United States, justify another attack on his infrastructure. He's not going to do that. He's not a stupid man. And again, the final question, if he were going to use chemical weapons, why use them on civilians instead of on the enemy forces? This story does not make sense. It never really did. But you know something? If you go back and you look at most of the propaganda we have been fed over our lifetimes and you actually dissect it and take it apart, you'll find that most of it makes absolutely no sense at all. Like crazed lone gunmen. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of the program today here. So let's take a step back here and sort of summarize all of the trouble spots that are going on right now. You have, obviously, Syria, where the United States pretty much got pushed out. Russia and Iran and Syria and Hezbollah got rid of the proxy terrorist groups the U.S. was using. And now we're expecting there to be another one of these bogus false flag chemical weapons attacks on people, at which point the U.S. is going to launch another attack and go back into Syria, whether it's going to be Idlib to create a corridor through which their pet terrorists can escape, or if they're going to try an actual attack on Assad himself, or maybe even both. That's one area where we have to keep an eye on. We had this story about how Saudi Arabia may shift their current war in Yemen, or at least part of it, over to Lebanon. That could really go on up. You have Iran, which is now saying they are in charge of security in the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz, and the Americans don't need to be there. We have not heard an American reaction to that yet, but I don't think it's going to be a pleasant one. I don't think the U.S. is going to say, oh, boy, think of all the money we're going to save. Yeah, we're going home. Thank you. Don't think that's going to happen at all. We have this continuing putting of pressure on Iran, which Iran is trying to play by the rules and go to the United Nations. And the U.S. response is basically, we're above the rules of the United Nations. This is all heading in a very, very, very dark direction. And like that one caller who called into the program, I'm very worried about the future children, not just of this country, but of the entire world. Because World War I was relatively confined to Europe. World War II was a lot of Europe and a lot of the Pacific. In an age of ICBMs and nuclear weapons, World War III is going to hit everywhere. And I know that Justin was mentioning they have deployed two B-2 stealth bombers to here in Hawaii, which is great, makes us a target. And you have to wonder about the sanity of people who are running this show. They seem to have this unshakable idea that they can win these wars, or if they lose them, it won't personally inconvenience them. And we've come to understand that people who achieve these positions of power and authority, they disconnect from the rest of humanity. They just don't care. When Roosevelt decided to goad the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor, he knew he was going to lose ships and a couple of thousand men. And his attitude was, yeah, that'll be worth it. That'll be worth it. So we need to come to understand that people who consider themselves our rulers are very, very different from us, and not in a good way, at least not for us. It's great for themselves, bad for us. Okay, there's the music. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots to share with you. And please share everything you're learning here and at the website with everyone that you know. Use email, use SneakerNet. Social media is becoming more and more filtered. And they're literally feeling that they can stand up to the President of the United States on this issue. So have a good Labor Day weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.